Live the life. Respect the music. And keep your radio locked in.
Zenit World Radio.
Hi, I'm Richard Roundtree, and I'm a breast cancer survivor. Yes, you heard me right. Men get breast cancer too, and when we do, it can be very hard for us to talk about it and get support, because nobody expects a man to have breast cancer. But I know one place to get reliable, timely information about breast cancer. Breastcancer.org. It's a special place on the internet that translates all those big medical words your doctor uses into plain English. It helps you understand what kind of cancer you have and what treatments are out there. It helps you get your head together and make a list of questions for your next doctor's visit. And it gives you all kinds of other good information to guide you and your family through this. Breastcancer.org, the first place to go the minute you find out.
Black Jesus.
Hey, it's your girl Misunderstood. You're officially tuned into Consider This, only on the B 1650 AM, and I swear to God, I just love this instrumental. I have to get the edited version of the song ASAP. What we're going to do today, as I said before, go through the weekly review. So one of the topics that we ended up talking about on Wednesday that we're going to revisit today is 7 ways to know if a man is actually interested in you. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through the list. We'll do a 1 through 3. You can call in. Fellas, we definitely need you to call in, because a woman cannot tell a man about a man. It's so much easier if you all will actually be interactive during this conversation. That way it can be accurate. You can tell me if it is accurate. If it's not accurate, you can add your own ways to let someone know, and we can go forward from there. That's why women are always wrong, because we talk amongst women opposed to amongst men. So again, 7 ways to know if a man is interested in you. One of the ways was cuddling. In the survey, I don't have it in front of me, so I'm going to improvise. In the survey, it was saying that, you know, if a dude cuddles with you, that shows that he's actually interested in you. I just think some people are affectionate. I'm not sure exactly how true that is, but, you know, again, call in and let me know what you think about it. The second one was they plan ahead, meaning that, okay, it's December. They may let you know something that's going on in January. So by a man planning ahead, it shows that he's interested in being around until that, at the very least, look, until that time. Who knows what happens after January, but he's looking for January. The third one was going to be that he brags about you, meaning that if he's around his friends, if you and him are around his friends, he's always speaking about the things that is that you do and your accomplishments and things of that nature. I think I agree with that one the most, if someone is really excited about what it is that you do genuinely. The fourth one was, I just got brain freeze. All right. Wait, cuddling, playing ahead, brags about you. Oh, he talks about the it thing. So let's say you had an interview, or you had a meeting at your child's school, or you were supposed to buy that dress, whatever it was, he always mentions about it. So if it was 8 o'clock in the morning when you mentioned it and you all spoke at 7, he'll be like, oh, how was the meeting at the school? How did you get the dress you wanted, XYZ? It's kind of like a follow-up. To me, it's considered a follow-up, but they say that they talk about the it thing. So again, fellas, let me know what you think. Is it true? Is it off? Do you have other ways that you show? That's only 4 of 7. We're going to get back into the next 3 in 1 second. The number is 240-347-9850. You can call or let me know what it is that you think. You may have your own complete list, and that is cool. That's why you are tuned in to Consider This, where all things are considered, okay? It's not about me, it's about you. So we can get into that. What we're going to get into now, we played a little New York. I got to get the DC version, but we definitely have the Baltimore version. And I'm going to go harder than Baltimore today. The music I got is going to be crazy. I might record myself because I'm going to be in here singing and dancing, because I'm definitely feeling it. And if you want to sing and dance, wherever it is that you are, give me a call at 240-347-9850, because you may have a song that you want to dance to that I don't want to dance to, but I have no problem with playing that, all right? Only on Consider This.
this way money. They take a nice trip, get away money. It's a true fight underneath them blue light. Wrong place, wrong time, trying to do right. Hell in high water, I'm on Michael Phelps, my way to a new life. You might slept on the best cap, secret, but your best bet, move on. He's sleeping on me like futon. I'ma get my Chris Marlowe with Snoop on. It's a row house way.
I'ma go harder than Baltimore. 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 I'ma go harder than Baltimore.
Yeah.
I'ma go harder than Baltimore.
Yo, check this out. As soon as you cross the line of that Ravens territory, beware that full blitz. You already know the story. Killing them corners like Ed, line back like Ray. Man, we wacko like Flacco. Look out for that purple rain. Leaving my haters sound like Prince. The way that I'm killing them don't make no sense. The murder rate's high, the drug rate too. And I don't really know what y'all expect me to do. But just know this, I ain't gonna lose like Carmelo. I'ma mix up that yellow and blue, cause that makes gray. And that's what I call a team today. MLU.
I'ma go harder than Baltimore. I'ma go harder than Baltimore.
Yeah.
I'ma go harder than Baltimore. I'ma go harder than Baltimore.
Yeah.
I'ma go harder than Baltimore. I'ma go harder than Baltimore.
Yeah.
I'ma go harder than Baltimore.
I'm about to take that club real quick.
Watch out for the big girl.
Like Monique, she a bit too much for me. But I'ma still smash like Crip. Get in it like the Harvard and dip. I'm just up in this. But it could be worse, it could be worse. Any one of y'all try to crack slick, I'ma put you in a hearse. I only pull capers, it's worth the paper. Every move I make, man, I hurt the haters. My circulation keeps percolating. I guess you can take a time for the percolator. Money man's ain't hype, my guy. What's up, what's up? East side, west side, no south, south side. Where you at? Put your out, block it.
I'ma go harder than Baltimore. I'ma go harder than Baltimore.
Okay.
I'ma go harder than Baltimore.
Yeah.
I'ma go harder than Baltimore.
Okay.
I'ma go harder than Baltimore.
MLU.
I'ma go harder than Baltimore. I'ma go harder than Baltimore.
You already know them. Coming live from that city, Tupac called the worst city that he's ever been to. Imagine what I've been through. Gunfights, lost life, babies dying, mama's crying, brothers getting incarcerated, little sisters impregnated. Why you think I go so hard? Just to say we finally made it, just to prove I'm time enough to throw that diamond up. I feel like a hunter, I remember a ride. So it's only right, I threw Jay on the hook. He made it a high line, I made it a high song. What's the need for my city that it would be a good look? My city go hard.
I'ma go harder than Baltimore. I'ma go harder than Baltimore. I'ma go harder than Baltimore.
Yeah.
I'ma go harder than Baltimore. I'ma go harder than Baltimore. I'ma go harder than Baltimore.
You putting money up here. Boomatic on the track. Rest in peace to all my fallen soldiers. Mike Wilson, K Swift, Lil Kenny, not me.
Advertise with us. The Beat 1650 AM is the first internet station to receive an AM frequency within the DMV, which means we're global. If you would like to expand your business to a wider audience, please pick us up at konsiderdis@gmail.com. Or you can tweet me or find me at any social network at KONSIDERDIS. I am your girl Misunderstood, and y'all have officially been considered.
All right, y'all, you already know what it is. It is considered as only on the first internet station to receive an AM frequency. As usual, we're playing what you want to hear, not what you got to hear. And in order for that to happen, you have to give me a call at 240-347-9850. Shout out to Chucky Dills and Will on my timeline, bigging up the station. Right now, we have a caller on the line. Mr. C. Page himself is calling in to chime in reference to the four ways so far that we had to show you that a man is attractive to you. So you need me to run that back, because I know you was putting your groceries up.
Say what now?
You want me to run back the four ways that a man shows you that he's attracted to you?
Four ways that a man shows that he's attracted to you.
Yeah. I already did four. Let me tell you what the list says. No particular order. One way is cuddling. The second way is that he plans ahead. So, like, it's December, and he would make plans with you in January. The third one was that he brags about you, meaning that, you know, you and your husband are together, and you're at an event, and he's just talking about, oh, you know, he was on Fox 5, he did this, he did that. And then the fourth one was when they talk about that it thing. So if you had appointments in the afternoon and you ended up talking to them in the evening, he brought those things up.
Okay.
So do you agree or disagree? Or do you want to add to that? Because I do have three more that I'm going to get to in a minute.
I agree and then I disagree.
Okay. Well,
tell me. I say because not every man that wants to cuddle with you wants to be with you.
That's what I said.
Some men, they want to cuddle, but at the end of the day, honey, they doing what they got to do to get what they want. Don't be no fool. Do not be boo-boo the fool. No, you, girl, y'all know how men are. They do what they need to do to get what they want.
And I didn't agree with that one either. I didn't agree with the whole cuddling thing because, and then not only that, to me, some men are just sensitive. Like, you know, if they grew up with their mom and they have a good relationship with their mom, they're going to be natural, affectionate people, you know. So, to me.
Yeah, I'd be leery of those men too because that means he might be a little on the down low.
Oh, my God. Come on. Why can't he just love women?
No.
No.
Any man that is too overly sensitive is gay.
Oh my God. You just want to make everyone gay.
No, I'm not making everybody gay, honey. There is some real men out there. Honey, a man that, let me tell you a way that a man would know how to love you, honey, knows that he wants you. If this man wakes up and has 50 other phone calls on his phone, but you are the first phone call that he makes, the first text message he checks, the first message he replies to, then honey, you got a good man.
But how would you know that if you are the first one?
Easy. Know your man's work schedule.
Okay.
If your man works at night, and you call him in the morning, knowing he should be asleep. But he picks up the phone to say, hey, what's going on? Guess what? You got a good man.
I guess with the man.
He only got eyes for you. He don't want to see nobody else if he's doing that, honey. Now, if you the side piece or the sideline hoe, like Monica likes to say.
Uh-huh.
Then you ain't getting none of that. You are always going to be the outside girl. You ain't going to never know where he stay. You ain't going to know exactly how much money he made. You really ain't never going to get anything. You may have dinner. You may go to the movies. The most you get is an overnight stay at the hotel. He may come to your house. Put it that way.
Oh, my. Okay. So, y'all heard it here first.
Let's keep it real, honey. You got to keep it real. Don't. You know, I don't pull no
punches. Yeah, well, I know that.
It is. And get you a real man. Get you a man that has eyes for only you. And there is some out there. Don't believe that they're all gone. And there's a man out there that don't want to do nothing else but walk up and down the street holding your hand and confess to the world how much he loves
you. Oh, that's so cute. Well, we definitely like to thank you for chiming in on that and giving us your opinion on, well, I think that was a good opinion and I think we both agree on the cuddling thing. So definitely shouts out to you and thank you for calling, Mr. Page.
Oh, no problem. Always. You know, you can always be on Twitter and all that other stuff.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right, y'all. Y'all stay tuned for my girl. I'll be out.
Thanks. All right. Shout out to C. Page for giving us his opinion on that. We both do not agree with the cuddling. I don't know if anybody else agrees with the cuddling, but if you do, again, the number is 240-347-9850. Whatever. Let me know how you feel about that. Follow me on Twitter, KONSIDERDIS. You can also hit me up on Instagram at the same place. Again, if you have any shout outs, requests, any music that you want to hear that has not been played yet, then all you have to do is call me and it's done. Until then, since C Page wants to say how to tell if a man loves you, we're going to get into this Alicia Keys and Drake. The joint is called Unthinkable and I love his verse. Pay attention. We'll be right back.
From SNSNightlifeMagazine.com, you are now tuned in to Misunderstood on Consider This.
All right, y'all, it's your girl Misunderstood. You are officially tuned in to Consider This, only on the first internet station to receive an AM frequency. And for all of the new listeners that wonder why I keep saying that, because you got to understand that we are not only an internet station, we are also an AM station, and that is important because we have a frequency, which means a music license, which means BDS, which means that we pay royalties. All right, so we're relevant. Understand that. What you just heard was Alicia Keys, I'm Ready. And yes, I know Drake did not do his verse. I'm able to admit my wrongs, all right? So what we just went through was the last four ways that you can tell a man is interested in you. I'll sum it up. Cuddling, that it thing, brags about you, and plans ahead. Christian Page also added, if you know, the way to tell is know your man's schedule. And if he's calling you at a certain time, when he gets off of work and he still answers the phone, then you're supposed to already know. So I definitely would love to hear your opinion. The number is 240-347-9850. We're going to get into the last three things and we're going to keep it moving. And I do have another things that make you go, at 1:45, and we'll be getting into that as well. Again, this is in no particular order. The next one is cares about your career. So somebody that's planning for your future, wanting you to do better in work, maybe thinking about additional classes you can take, things of that nature. Someone that offers to help you. I agree with this, but because I'm impatient, I don't know if it's something I could do. I'm learning. But if you mention that you're moving or putting some furniture together or looking for a new car, and he jumps at the chance to help you, then that means that he's interested in you, and again, somebody that he definitely wants to spend his time with. I agree, but it just depends on how long it's going to take for them to actually do that. That would be my only concern. Last but not least, clarifies his missed calls. If he texts you, if you called him or texted him and it was a minute before he responded, then he always says, oh, my bad, I was doing this. Oh my God, I just realized you sent me a text when I was at work and I completely forgot to answer. For me, that can go two different ways. So I definitely would love to hear someone else's opinion about that one. Because if you're already a courteous person or have manners, like, I just don't know. Call me the devil's advocate. But I'm not sure about that one. So, again, let me know if you feel the same way. If you think that it does mean something. But clearly there's levels to this. Inside joke. Someone told me that he had Tourette syndrome. Tell me what you think behind the song. Again, the number is 240-347-9850. Meek Mills, my MCM.
See, it's brackets. Them hoes ain't f***ing you cause you ain't in that bracket. Learn life. It's levels to this young boy. Ayo, you feel me? Yeah, look, we don't rock the same clothes, the same home, cause it's levels to this. Look, we don't drive the same whips, we don't f*** the same chicks, cause it's levels to this. Look, we don't get the same paper, you and me, hey, it's levels to this. Look, cause it's levels to this. Learn, cause it's levels to this. Yeah, oh, Lord. Cause it's levels to this. Levels to this. Can't f*** my hoe. Cause it's levels to this. No. And I be rocking powder like the devil when it tend to break and pay like a gold medal to the floor. And I'm heavy as a get. Shining like a motherf***er bezel on my wrist. Sleep. All my mommy so we heavy in it. 30 grand for the mule, that's a Chevy on my wrist. Woo. Go, Mosang. Young flowing up Kurt Cobain. Boom. Skating on them like I'm Lil Wayne. And it's 458 and through the little lane. Room. Swerve on them, got a nerve on them. Cause I heard the fans better than he had them birds on them. But then back home and I'm roll with them. Call the case, what you think? Told on them, high. I ain't get my snatch yet. Snatch yet. You ain't get your bag yet. Bag yet. One cut, dang that. Blood drawn, hand shoe. Brains on step. Hot if you pop. And I don't want your opinion if you ain't got. We young, we winning. I pull up drops. My with more yeah. Keys than look, a lock. We don't rock the same clothes, the same home. Cause it's levels to the shit. Look, we don't drive the same whips. We don't fuck the same chicks. Cause it's levels to the shit. Look, we don't get the same paper. You and me, hey, the levels to the shit. Learn, cause it's levels to the shit. Learn, cause it's levels to the shit. Oh, Lord. Damn, Tommy, you ain't got no job. DC, we the motherf***er mile. Young, getting straight to the money in a range with your honey. I pull up like I make them power moves to Jana. Them boys shooting on Predator. Maybach, Rose, and them rolling down Collins, come raw, get the air with them. Compound, fly now. If it's the finals, I'm ballin' like a LeBron now. I call up Odyssey, tell them bitch, count. I treat that jet like a taxi the way I'm flying around. And I don't f*** with no, I don't f*** with no. If they don't f*** with my, they fuck no bitch, no. If they come out, we don't rock the same clothes, the same home, cause it's levels to the shit. Lil, we don't drive the same whips, we don't fuck the same chicks, cause it's levels to the shit. Lil, we don't get the same paper, you and me, hater, hater, levels to the shit. Lil, cause it's levels to the shit. Lil, cause it's levels to the shit. Oh, Lil, one time for the road,
one time,
two time for the bad,
two time,
y'all suckers be coming home, cause y'all suckers never have. I hit the dealer, but it never rose. That's the reason why you mad,
hater.
That's the reason why you hating on me.
Me?
I love ballin' my bad, cause it levels to the shit. Levels to the shit, can't fuck my own, cause it levels to this beer. Cause it levels to this bitch in a breaking bag like a gold medal to this love.
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 Love. Love. Yeah, love. We don't rock the same club, the same home, cause it levels to the shit. Lil, we don't drive the same whips, we don't fuck the same chicks, cause it's levels to the shit. Lil, we don't get the same paper, you and me, hater, cause it's levels to the shit. Lil, cause it's levels to the shit. Lil, cause it's levels to the shit. Oh, Lil.
In the mix.
Hi, this is Britney Spears.
It's what up, this is Jay-Z.
This is Jennifer Lopez.
The mix.
With the hottest DJ.
Cash Money.
The Beat World Radio.
The Beat, 1650 AM.
Let me sit down, Mr. O'Malley. Think you can run this school? If you could, then I wouldn't be here, would I? No one talks in my meetings. No one! You take out your pencil and write. I want the names of every hoodlum, drug dealer, and miscreant who's done nothing but take this place apart on my desk by noon today. Discipline is not the enemy of enthusiasm.
World Radio.
All right, y'all. Shout outs to He's Known on Twitter. He hit me up. He said something interesting. Hopefully he gives us a call at 240-347-9850. Everyone knows that I am open to topics. It's Friday. We're getting ready for the weekend and let's organic conversation. You know, it's my hashtag. So, again, we're going to run through last time seven lists. Go through all seven. Let's see if I can remember it all. Plan Ahead, Cuddles, That It Thing, Brags About You, Interested in Your Career, Wants to Help You Move, Wants to Help Out. And the very last one was you already know what it was. Call in and let me know what it is that you think about the seven things to show if a man is interested in you. And from there, what we're going to do is get into the things that make you go, about 1:45. He's Known, give us a call after that if you want to chime in and let us know what your topic is. Again, the number's 240-347-9850. We're closing out the segment of the seven ways to know if a man is interested in you. However, if you have a comment in reference to that, I would still be set for the entire show. I think it's the shirt. I can't talk this afternoon. I'm sorry. But until then, this is Estelle and Jeremiah. The joint is called Be In Love, and I just love her. Only on Consider This.
pretend. Can't pretend you ain't a part of me. Can't pretend I ain't a part of you. But denying all this chemistry, babe. I think I love her, so tell me why. Can we be
your boy Low Key, the producer. Check out my new single with Compton Menace and Wiz Khalifa on Consider This.
If you don't clean up your room, the Board of Health is going to condemn it.
The Board of Health doesn't even know about your room. What's more, they don't care.
You know, if you keep making that face, it's going to freeze that way.
Not unless you're someplace really, really cold. Actually, a lot of the warnings moms hand out are a bit exaggerated.
If you don't get your blood pressure checked, you could have high blood pressure, not even know it, and you could die from a stroke.
But she's right about that one. Fact is, high blood pressure contributes 200,000 American deaths each year, and a third of those who have high blood pressure don't know it. If they did, it'd be simple to treat. Call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA1 or visit AmericanHeart.org on the web to learn more. Better still, ask your doctor to check your blood pressure.
If you run with those scissors,
it's the least you can do.
If you haven't heard your favorite song yet, that's because you didn't call us. The number's 240-347-9850 to request your favorite song to be played on Consider This.
Hey, hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Mike Williams. You're listening to Consider This on 1650, listening to the music that you want to hear.